Ne vede.
Akcija za kulturo,
akcija za kulturo,
humanistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Danes ob 19. uri se v Moderni galeriji z dvema performansoma oziroma plesnima predstavama predstavlja poljski improvizator, kulturni antropolog in kompulzivni popotnik Tomaš Foltin. Foltin je med bivanjem v Sloveniji sodeloval v samostojni produkcijski skupini Kut Ljud. Več o prvem performansu nam je povedal sam avtor.
Today we have actually two performances in Moderna Galleria at 7 o'clock in the evening. And first one is a structured improvisation with dance and live music. It's dancing with the music that will be done by Polish saxophonist Weronika Partyka and with Jasia Janul, who will be working with electronic sounds. And basically this is a structured improvisation which will be interactive with the audience, and this work is dealing with the theme of different states basically while we are moving, dancing, living, emotional, spiritual states, psychological states, and different states we are traveling to, somehow talking about more metaphoric way of what are the states.
Drugi performans, naslovljen z gastronomskim terminom španska miza, simbolično uprizarja nekakšno zadnjo večerjo z umetnikom, sadjem in zelenjavo. Foltinovo bivanje v Sloveniji se namreč bliža koncu, prav to pa je najverjetneje glavni vzgib za idejno zasnovo dogodka, o katerem je z nami podrobneje spregovoril.
Second piece, I'm inviting people for švedska miza, so I took this way of serving food as an inspiration for the dinner, and it's gonna be a communal dinner for people to come and join the dinner with fruits and vegetables, which will be surrounded with the body of the performer of the performer.
So this performance is going to be interesting also for somebody that doesn't know you.
It's basically an invitation for a communal dinner, so people can come and basically why am I inviting not only friends and family for this performance, because I believe that this work I'm doing, it's not just for people who know me. I want to bring it to more social and political context of what my work is. So it's basically dealing with this whole idea what our bodies are representing in the society. It may sound as something that is very personal, something that is coming from very personal resources, but this is basically for my work. It's what I believe art is about. It's sharing the personal thing with the people. It's a way of dealing with reality and expressing yourself through different actions within creative work.
Vsi fotofili ste danes ob 20. uri vabljeni v kino Šiška. Na samostojni razstavi se predstavlja mlada fotografinja Ada Hamza, ki je lani svoje fotografije razobesila že na mini postavitvi v Bikofeju. Hamza, sicer študentka prava, tokrat razstavlja serijo fotografij, ki jo je nazorno poimenovala Welcome to California. Naslov razstave ne zavaja. Gre namreč za potopisne fotografije, upodobljajoče ameriški jugozahod, ki jih avtorica prvenstveno sploh ni imela namena razstaviti. Več o avtoričinem umetniškem pristopu do medija fotografije lahko slišite v izjavi.
Kakšen način fotografiranja pa ti je blizu?
Tak oseben, učim se zaznavati okolje tudi skozi fotografijo. No? V bistvu, kar sem se začela ukvarjati s fotografijo čisto, hobi, je bil to čist hobi na začetku, nekaj let nazaj. In potem v bistvu je evolviral, ne, sem stil razvila in zdaj vidim, da mogoče lažje govorim o tem, kaj mi je všeč, kaj opazujem, kaj so neke stvari, ki me vlečejo k temu, da jih fotografiram. Ne. In je pa to še vse neka osebna fotografija, zelo taka brez... Mislim, čist nek oseben pogled na svet. Zdaj probam se osredotočati na razne detajle, na neke take majhne stvari, ki mogoče jih ne opazi vsak. tako, moj fant je zelo lepo rekel, no, rekel je, če je nek lep sončen zahod in vsi fotkajo v tisto smer, se bom jaz obrnila v neko drugo smer in bom fotkala tam neko stavbo ali pa rožo, ki bo v bistvu obsijana s tem sončnim zahodom. No. Tako da, ja, probam iskati v nekem okolju take mikro stvari, mikro zanimivosti, bizarne stvari, smešne stvari in potem jih fotografiram. Tako da, to je zaenkrat nek način, ki mi je najbližji. No.
Novice sta pripravili Sabrina in Maja.